Welcome back to the podcast. It's off the air. More banter, less filter. It's the convos we have when the mics are off. It's Marcus, Sandy, producer Jason.
What's up?
And we're going to deep dive into the OnlyFans situation. The conversation that you didn't even know you needed.
My good, what a crazy week it's been in the world of OnlyFans, Sandy.
We debated talking about this on the air, but there's no way we can talk about it and just be ourselves. So basically, OnlyFans now has a moral compass of some kind, correct?
Well, we thought they
talk about what OnlyFans is.
Yeah, just in case somebody is unfamiliar.
It is an online platform where creators can
post content
that is, it ranges from, it's all porn-ish, but it can range from softcore, where you're just sort of maybe dancing around nude, very sexy, yeah, whatever. But I mean, you got to get nude. That's the point. You got to get, it's sex, it's porn. But and it can go all the way from that to like hardcore. Like
object
when people
insertions.
Are having sex on camera.
Yes.
And like, you pay to see it.
Girls will bang their boyfriends on camera. Yeah. They'll do like, you know, dildo shows. Like
other inanimate objects.
Yeah, like whatever. Like it
flowers,
can run the
vases.
Gamut. But
and
it has to be.
People have made thousands, maybe
millions.
Even hundreds. Yeah.
Millions, dude.
And
millions a month.
This has become a popular platform for a lot of people who are hot and decide, I need more money. I know I'm a school teacher. I know I'm a babysitter. But they just
nurse.
Have an OnlyFans. They have an OnlyFans account. They do whatever they do. They make lots of money. Well, that's starting to change.
So can I ask, did this start as a kind of a America's Got Talent platform and devolve into anal insertion?
I don't actually know the answer to that question. I'm going to assume that it did not.
Or did it start as, please blow it in my face?
I'm going to assume the latter. I don't know the answer.
I'm going to assume it started as another platform and
for creators.
Yes.
So you thought it was trying to be like TikTok.
It's No, but it's like a private thing
because
you're paying for it. OnlyFans is not free. If you sign up for somebody's OnlyFans, you are paying for their content.
Subscribing to them.
Somebody decided, I'm going to make this a little racy, and they started making lots of money. And I think that's where I don't know either, but I just...
And then they start pushing the limits.
Yes.
The thing is, like, this is a wrong stat, but, like, I don't know, 90% of the reason we use the internet is for porn. And somebody decided to cash in on that, and all of a sudden, then the train left the station.
I don't know if anybody has an OnlyFans where it's not kind of like porn, you know?
Yeah. I mean, celebrities have done it. Like Bella Thorne, if you know who she is, and she's hot.
Sure.
But she didn't
get
naked.
You gotta be a big-time celebrity.
It was just bikini photos, and there was a revolt.
Right.
But she made $1 million in like 5 minutes or something stupid like that. But there was a revolt. Be like, so I just paid and I'm not seeing your nips?
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
So what is the update though?
Okay. So last week, the company released a statement saying, we're not going to be posting porn anymore. That was the term
they
used. Hardcore. Porn. Well, they didn't say hardcore. You had to read it to understand that. And that's why it was such a headline, because people were like, what? It's only porn. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, where's your platform going to go?
Yeah, so what they were saying was that they were not going to allow the sex videos, the insertion, the anal, all that stuff. You could still get naked. You could dance around and show your boobs. You could show your body. It just can't get graphic.
Yeah.
And the guy that started it and runs it, he was claiming that it's because the banks weren't wanting to process those types of transactions anymore. They, you know, Chase Bank didn't want to be in the porn industry.
Right. They didn't want to be associated with those
they didn't
kind
want
of
to
transactions.
Be like, so I read that part and I thought, bro, where there's a will, there's a way. Can we please try harder? Because you're taking away the livelihood of so many of these sex workers.
Jason, do you subscribe to anybody's
OnlyFans? No, I don't.
OnlyFans?
In fact, look, I've read a lot of the articles. In fact, we can joke that I know all about it, but I've never even been on it. I thought it was an app. It's actually not an app.
It's a site, right?
Yeah, it's like a site. Like, I thought it was an app, but it's not even on like a Google store or Apple store or whatever. That's how little I know about the actual like nuts and bolts of it. I just read all the news articles and I find it fascinating. But I was like, dude, all these sex workers, like, this is their livelihood. And they're not hurting anybody by making these insertion videos. Like, who cares? Like, figure it out. Porn has been around for how freaking long? And the finances behind
thousands
porn.
Of years, by the way.
Never going to go away. It's never going to go away.
Like, the finances, like, in the 70s, like, people figured out how to make money. Like, we can figure this out. Like, try harder, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
the dark aspect of this, and I think the reason why, for example, Chase Bank didn't want to be associated with is, you know, they were alleged, you know, allegedly hosting, for example, child sex abuse material or like human trafficking.
Well, isn't
or
that a job?
The dark part, right?
For the feds?
Yes. But then also they can, in a sweeping way, just say, you know what? No more of this. You could still do this. No more of this. I don't know why this fascinates me, but this OnlyFans was started in 2016 by two brothers with about $15,000. Now it's a multi-billion dollar business.
So wait, did we figure out if it was original? It was supposed to be porn from the start, or
so? Hear me out. It was based in London. Content creators could earn money from users who subscribe to their content, their fans. It is populated by musicians, physical fitness experts, and other creators who post regularly online, but it is, to our point, very popular with sex workers.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that it wasn't supposed to be a porn site? It just turned into that?
I can believe it.
Wow.
You guys know my theory. The whole of the internet was invented to look at chicks online naked. And that goes to Facebook. Don't tell me Mark Zuckerberg wasn't sitting around with his boys in college talking about, yo, how do we get girls to post pictures of themselves in bikinis online?
That was from the movie. That was the claim that they made. And then he
was
came
out. Was it
really? Yeah. That it was like he got dumped and then he was mad. So he wanted to make something. It was all about chicks and dating. Now, he came out and said that's 100% not true.
He's lying. He and his nerd friends put that together so that chicks, with the basic human need for approval.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a picture of myself up online and you tell me how beautiful I am. And then the less clothes they put on, the more likes they got. But and that's why Instagram was created in the whole
thing. The dynamic with OnlyFans is fascinating to me because, you know, it started off with just maybe a little racy content, right? You're like, I'm following this influencer, this actor, this actress online. They're going to be posting shirtless photos. Okay, whoa, you're going to actually get to see them, like, you know, real boobs from this actress you like.
Yeah.
But the fine line is, as sex sells, you know, I can't remember who, so don't ask, but like somebody I was following said, check out this on my OnlyFans. And it was like her and whoever she was dating, she was going to give him a blowjob. And I was like, dude, this is starting to get so sad. Like, listen, we all want to make extra cash, and no disrespect to anyone who does that for a living, but it's like, once you go down that route,
there's no going back.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's true. And I've thought about that, and I have no problem with porn, but I've always thought about that. It's like, once you dip your toe into that,
it's hard to come back.
You can't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you better be ready to dedicate a life to that.
I know a couple who I met because I'm not even going to be specific, but I met
Can
them
I
at
say
a...
It?
No,
Marcus.
Stop. You're so annoying.
Come
and you
on.
Don't even know what I'm talking about yet. But I met them at a gig I used to host because one of the people in the couple worked at this place.
Uh-huh.
And I found out that they were doing amateur porn. And I found out because they told me, or the husband told me, that one of her coworkers saw them online. Didn't know they were doing porn, but stumbled upon it. And that was the chatter of the whole office.
Whoa.
And then she got let go.
Oh, what kind of office was it?
See? Oh, I have no idea what she is.
Super buttoned up.
Yes, you would never, ever guess. This couple posts pictures from Disneyland all the time.
Oh, no.
They're just like, you'd never know. They're
really hot?
They're good looking, but like they are into a swinger lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Now that I've kind of like, because we were friends at a point, this was years ago, but I would talk to them a lot because I kind of worked with them. Anyways, but yeah, like, can you imagine all of a sudden you're on a porn site and you see your effing coworkers banging?
Okay, wait. So we'll get back to OnlyFans in a sec because there was
real
a late
quick
break.
Though. Sandy's leaving out the part where she has an open invitation to be their featured star.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they did ask if I wanted to be with them. Yeah, many times. Yeah.
Even for a sec, did you entertain?
Yeah. Totally did.
Whoa. On camera?
No. Oh, God, no. God, no. But I've never been in a threesome, and it's probably on my to-do list.
I've heard it fucks with you.
Really? I've heard
I mean, imagine, actually think about the choreography of how that goes down. Someone's going to be left out at some point.
I know.
And then you're going to start feeling like, oh, what's wrong with me?
It's just an awkward scenario.
He likes her better.
I've heard some people have said they liked it, but it's always a guy that says, I loved it. And it was two chicks, always. It might be on my to-do list before I die, but I also thought if I do it with them, I know them. That's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
so weird.
We'll circle back to OnlyFans in a sec, but I want a sidebar. What if you found out that a coworker was doing what happened in this office? Like one of our coworkers
was on a porn site.
Had porn. You gonna look?
Fuck yeah, yes. I am.
Yes, absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
For me,
is the ultimate office gossip. That
forward
is like,
me a link, Jason.
Wow.
Forward me a link. Me,
like no questions.
You wouldn't
asked,
look.
You're
lying.
No,
you're lying.
No. Hear me out.
What?
Depends on the person.
Truth.
Depends on if I've walked by them and I go like, she ain't bad.
Yeah, but like, dude, even if they're not that good looking, you gotta look.
No, if I don't even have the slightest attraction and they're just not in my like, you know, I don't want to see that. I don't.
Okay.
And then how am I going to talk about like, you know, some, the client meeting they want to talk like what I can't even, I'm never going to be able to see them in the same.
Oh, now
way.
You're sure they're in the sales department?
No, I'm just an example. I'm trying to make a joke, Marcus. Like, I mean, wow, you guys answered that way too fast.
What?
I'd have to
what?
Look,
yeah,
but then
I'm
not sure where I'd be with it though. Like you have to be okay with it if you're going to look, but then what happens when it permeates the building, and it will permeate the building because we're all a bunch of school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it doesn't
what?
Matter. You're not the one starring in it. Who cares? You're just the one watching it and talking about
He's
it.
He's got a guilty but, conscience for looking,
but
though,
to
right?
Jason's really? Point, but to Jason's point, would you be able to have a conversation with them?
I don't know.
Like, with a straight face.
There's been a couple of times in public, like, one time I was checking in at a hotel and the woman working the front desk, I could swear I saw her in a porn. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looked identical. And I was like, there's
That's
no
funny.
Way I could tell her. Like,
was it in LA
excuse
or
me.
Here?
No, here.
Here.
And I was like, there's no way I could tell her, excuse me, but you look really familiar. Like, that is the creepiest thing ever. Like,
why? What's wrong with saying you look familiar? That could mean anything.
Yeah, but you have to follow it up. Yeah, from where? I'm not going to tell her where I saw her. Sorry, I was
you
masturbating.
You, you would have to let her come out with it. You just lead her there.
She's
you take her
never
hand and lead
it,
her
dude.
Hand, and
Nobody
she might
would say that.
Say it with a wink.
Doubt it.
I told you guys about the time I was standing in line to buy a beer at a concert behind a porn star that I recognized.
Really? No,
Did
you
I not?
Didn't.
Okay.
What
so this was.
What's her name? I need the visual.
You can't okay. look it up on the company computer,
All
Jason.
All right, I'll use it on. I'll use my personal. Jeez.
Her name is Nautica Thorne. So look it up while I'm talking.
Nautica, oh like the like the clothing
really
company.
Doing this right now.
Yes. And I was at. Oh, this was before I was married. It was U2 and the Black Eyed Peas at the Rose Bowl, in like, what year was that? 07? 08? I don't even know. I was banging a friend of my sister's. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, she came to the show. So I'm in line to get a Bud Light, and I see this chick, and I'm like, wow, she's pretty. So I look, and I go, oh, my God, it's her. And there were these other two guys that recognized her as well. So they did what every other American would do.
Oh, that's so weird. He's standing in line with a bunch of guys, and everybody knows. Ew!
Yeah.
God, you guys are gross.
No, hear me out. I'm trying to play it cool. Like, I'm not going to be like, aren't you? And these two guys, all they do, they pull out their phones and they start filming her.
Oh.
They just start, like she's an animal in the wild or something.
Oh, this
she's
is so
She's really
gross.
Cute, but she's really short. And she goes up, she orders her beer, she gets her beer, she turns around and she looks at me and she can see that I recognize her. And I go, hey, you're a lot prettier in person.
Ew.
Cringe on cringe.
What?
You probably thought you gave her a great line, too.
Was that not a compliment?
It's just weird.
He was
it's
like,
just weird. The whole thing's weird.
But she's the one that
like,
does it. It's not
she
me.
She thinks I'm a stud.
Yeah, totally.
No. I was trying to think of something inoffensive to say, right? But because that's her business. That's what she does for work.
I mean...
I get
tough.
It. It's just there's no way to do it not weird. That's all. That's
it's
it.
Weird
Marcus's
to you
point,
guys.
Marcus's point is this is her job. It's just like somebody coming up to you saying like, oh, I listened to your show. You're really funny. I'm a big fan.
Well,
it's
to
the
be honest,
same thing.
It's weird
the same
for us thing. To talk about. But when you're talking to a porn star, like they don't, they've already been
they don't
there,
give
done
a shit.
That.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Remember? Do you guys remember the Exotic Erotic Ball that used to be here in the Bay Area?
Yes.
I think it was Treasure Island and then another. So I was there a couple years in a row interviewing all the porn stars because I love to interview. And that what I loved about that is they don't have those weird moments. You can ask them anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't care.
They fuck for a living on camera. Like, they don't care at all. So it's kind of nice to, like, they don't care. So yeah, she probably didn't care at all. Maybe she thought that was a really nice compliment.
It's weird to us because I'm standing there and I don't know her, but I've decided to engage her.
Just the visual of
it's
like
just
three
knowing
or
you've
four...
jacked off to her and then you're gonna talk to her and then say, oh, you're really hot.
Three or four disgusting men just leering. Oh, it's nasty.
I wasn't leering, you guys. I don't need to leer. I got pictures. Anyway, just kidding.
Gross.
And she smiled and she said, I said, you look a lot prettier in person. She smiled and she said, must be the lights. And I said, must be.
Oh, awkward.
And then she just walked.
That's weird. That whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
And then those guys like were still filming her.
And they're still filming her.
Ew.
I felt at least two steps above them. Maybe I wasn't.
I mean,
now
let's
that
say
I say
a
it
half
loud,
step and that's not
I know, but Marcus, you probably
whatever,
think you're like a half
you guys.
Poet. I'm gonna drop some sweet
dude.
Words on her.
Do you think he was like, dude, she wants me?
She totally,
no,
she
not
totally
at all.
Me.
Not at all. But in the moment, it felt like the only semi-appropriate thing to say. In the moment.
I don't know. That's just awkward. I wouldn't know what to say. How do you say it? Hey, you look, you're nice. Look, I've seen you before. Like,
I mean, you don't
no,
say anything.
I know.
You don't say anything. That's what I would do.
You guys are pusses. That's why.
No, I just don't know how to not do it. How do you? Anyways, can we get back to OnlyFans?
Yeah. So,
okay, back
dude,
to OnlyFans.
Sandy, today, like 8 a.m., I saw this late breaking story. OnlyFans reverses decision, will allow porn.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they caved.
Thank you. Here's the statement. Thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change.
Whoa, okay.
OnlyFans stands for inclusion. We'll continue to provide a home for all creators. So I don't know what changed. Maybe I said, dude, you need to try harder, and he did.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can't take that away. You just
well, there's
can't.
A lot of money involved in it now. Money talks at the end of the day.
I know.
You know what I mean? And there is a lot of money. He must have a lot of lawyers.
There was so much backlash.
They put their heads together and they figured it out. And maybe the people spoke.
Would you guys ever
gross.
Get an OnlyFans account? I know one guy who has it who doesn't, his wife doesn't know.
Oh, is he nope. married?
Yes.
Oh, too risky. Too risky.
Not
she's
going to
find
it.
Out. That's where I'm at. If I was single and sad, maybe. But married? No. I mean, I'm horny, but I'm not that horny. Jeez, I'm not going to pay for it. There's enough free shit online.
At the end of the day, I'm just not into weird stuff. I like...
But it's not all weird, though.
It's
you can
just
find
porn.
You can find that for free.
Mm. Yeah, you can find even, that. And that's my point. You can find it for free.
I mean, I like pretty girls, whatever, but I don't like the insertion and don't like the whatever violent, like... angry, all that.
No, I don't like it either. I need it to be tender and romantic.
Same.
But I mean,
same.
Look,
I'm a lyrics girl.
I mean, what's wrong with a chick going at herself with a dildo with balls? I mean, that's
I'm not
cool.
into that at all.
Really?
No, not at all.
What's wrong with that?
Does
I've
nothing.
Actually wondered
no.
that. Like, how many guys like watching the videos of the chicks getting themselves off?
I mean, it's cool there's for like 90 seconds.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not into it. You know what I mean? That's for somebody
what
else.
What are you into?
Ew, we don't need to know.
Why? What?
Because that's
it's
personal.
An honest question.
Okay.
Just that I like the tender stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't say storylines. That's so dumb.
No, I don't do storylines. Okay, what?
Good.
Okay, fine.
Tender stuff? What is tender stuff?
No, I agree with him.
Just like, what is that?
No, he doesn't want it to look mechanical or angry.
Angry.
You need a plot?
Yeah.
No,
not even a plot.
Storylines are garbage. Who cares? No.
Just
you
tender.
Just need it to not be nasty.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. No
correct.
One cries. No one chokes.
Correct.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody
yeah,
gets
nothing
blindfolded.
Violent. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a very simple man.
Dude, whenever the chick gags on it, I have to stop.
Oh, that's no.
I can't. I'm like, you know how I feel about barf. Like, I can't.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then I'm like, how do they even film after that? Like, this is PTSD for her.
Yeah.
That's, like, seeing that shit bums me out. Because then I'm just like, ugh, does this chick like her job? It just bums me out. If it's tender and it's cool and it looks almost romantic, then you're like, all
she's
right,
cool with
all
it.
Right, she's cool.
You
want to
make sure she's mentally good. Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're acting, but they're good at it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it all acting? And they were like, that's a wrap. Yo, we good here. Crushed it. Crushed that gag scene. Oh, my God. It looked like I was about to vomit, right? Nailed it. Like, I don't know.
All right. I think we've peaked.
All right.
We?
Yeah.
Did sure, we cover everything?
Good.
Welcome back, OnlyFans. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for checking out the podcast. We'll be back next week and catch up with us online at It's Marcus D from me.
I'm at Sandy Steck, SandyStec.
Radio Jason D on Instagram.
Have a great week and we'll talk to you next time.